Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
The problem that most people have is not so much in the lead generation as it is the lead conversion. And the reason they have a problem with the lead conversion is that they have no strategy.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Do you know how you can benefit from crowdfunding? If you haven't checked out our special series, Best Crowdfunding Crash Course Ever, presented by Patch of Land, then you need to. It's episodes 152, 159, 166, and 173, because you'll hear from the industry's leading crowdfunding experts on how you can benefit by getting involved, whether it's getting access to funds for your deal or passively investing in other people's deals. The time is now to get started. Go to patchofland.com/best ever to grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Kevin Jordan. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Joe.
Welcome to the show. And Kevin is joining us from near Richmond, Virginia. He said his town is named after a farm. I think you said farm. Did you say Farmville, or that's a game?
It is actually Farmville, and no, it is not the one on Facebook. That's the, you know, the joke everybody makes.
I wonder if people still play that game. I haven't heard of that in like 5 years, but
it's not as bad lately as it was when that game was really popular. So I was not glad to see that go away.
Well, Kevin is the owner of Red Point Marketing Consultants. He is the host of the popular podcast, Small Business Marketing Minute Podcast. He's the author of The Small Business Owner's Guide to Local Lead Generation, focusing on, and that's the name of the book, but now I'm talking to you, best ever listeners. I want to highlight the local lead generation because that's what we're going to focus on in today's episode. And on a kind of a fun note, before he got into this profession, he used to be an airplane pilot. So he's flying all over the country. So with that being said, Kevin, can you give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Well, sure. As you said, Joe, I started out my career in the airline industry, and I actually did that for 6 years. I worked for US Airways Express. And I had intended to do that for the rest of my life, but I got really burned out on the schedule. Turns out they expect you to stay overnight in places when you work for an airline. As crazy as that sounds.
Yes, I've heard that.
But the days are really long. The industry is just not a very good place right now for a lot of reasons that I won't go into, because I could talk about that for the rest of the podcast.
Please don't.
Yeah, so we'll leave it at that. But I decided to start my own business as a way of getting out of that, because I had this crazy idea that starting a business was a good way to make money. You know, that's not always the case. But I first started an e-commerce business. It did okay, but I quickly realized I had basically created a job for myself as shipper and receiver, which I didn't enjoy all that much more than flying airplanes. So I moved into the consulting business and eventually found my niche working with local small business owners. And I've partnered with the Duct Tape Marketing brand, which some of your Best Ever listeners might be familiar with. And so I'm one of the Duct Tape Marketing Certified Consultants, and it's been going really well.
Well, as real estate investors and real estate professionals, the reason why I wanted to have you on the show is to discuss lead generation. Because ultimately with real estate, it boils down to really leads and how you finance the properties once you get the leads. I mean, and there's a lot of like things underneath that, and the foundation of all of it is relationships. But it really is, you know, they talk about sales and marketing, so lead generation and getting deals. So let's talk about lead generation. How do you, when you have a new client, what's your approach for initially when determining how to put together a lead generation program?
Well, Joe, I think it all starts with the strategy. And to be honest, lead generation is actually pretty easy, especially if you have a little bit of money to spend. Even if you don't have money to spend, there are lots of ways to generate leads. But the problem that most people have is not so much in the lead generation as it is the lead conversion. And the reason they have a problem with the lead conversion is that they're not doing anything to differentiate themselves from their competition. And their marketing materials are not professional. They have no educational content. That can all be summed up by one word: they have no strategy. So the first thing that I always do is spend a decent chunk of time, you know, maybe a couple weeks to a month with a new client on developing their strategy and coming up with a really good core difference for their business, a unique selling proposition, getting their branding down, getting some content in place. And we do that before we spend $1 on lead generation. And I'd recommend that all of your best ever listeners, if they haven't done that for themselves already, really spend some time on that element of the business. Having said that, when we do get into the lead generation part, we usually start with a little online marketing, testing some AdWords or other pay-per-click advertising. Direct mail is another great tool in the toolbox. For the particular client that I was going to speak about today, one thing that he as a real estate investor found very successful was actually Craigslist.
So you're working with these different tactics, you know, from AdWords, direct mail, Craigslist, and you mentioned something interesting. Well, you mentioned a couple interesting things that I want to follow up on. You said lead generation, it's actually pretty easy, especially if you have some money to spend. The problems with conversions. So I've got a couple questions. I don't want to fire them all at you at once. So I'm going to ask the first one right now. How much is some money to spend?
Really, you know, you can start doing direct mail campaigns for, you know, a couple hundred dollars. If you are looking at Craigslist, it's really a couple dollars a week will get you a lot of ad space on Craigslist, and you can start posting in different categories or different, I guess it would be the categories they have for people to post ads on Craigslist. You just refresh those a couple of times a week, and you can have, you know, 15 to 20 ads on Craigslist for almost nothing, pennies really.
And what about AdWords?
AdWords is a little bit trickier. And especially in the real estate investing space, and what we discovered with this real estate investor client I had was that the problem with AdWords for a real estate investor is there are a lot of companies out there who specialize in generating leads for real estate investors, and they're competing against you for those leads online. So they've kind of got it down to a fine science. They've really figured out what keywords to target. They've gotten their cost per click down by doing all the best practices associated with AdWords. So if you're trying to go in and start yourself competing for those leads directly, it's going to be tough. And what we ended up doing was actually signing up for some of those services for this client. I believe the one that he really found success with was Fast Home Offers, but there's a number of them out there. And you basically pay a certain amount for each lead. It could be anywhere from, you know, $50 to $100 per lead based on your competition and a number of other factors. And they, as soon as someone fills out the form on their landing page, they immediately send you via text message and via email. They send you the lead. And then it's up to you, of course, to follow up and convert the lead.
Now let's talk about conversion. You said the problem is with lead conversion, and you mentioned the reasons why: no educational content, not professional, etc. So what do you recommend investors do starting out to convert those leads?
Well, like I said, Joe, the first thing is that you have to be doing something different than everyone else you're competing against. And it has to be something exciting and unique, and that is important to your target audience. So in this particular case, my client was targeting a single family homes, was kind of his niche. And in the beginning, before he started working with me, he didn't really have anything different about him versus other people. And so when he'd get these leads coming from online, a lot of times they'd be filling out the form on several different websites to get quotes from different investors who wanted to buy their home. And he'd go in, and the only way he could be the one that they picked was to offer to pay more. And nobody wants to be the one paying the most, right? So he kind of, eventually stopped getting leads from those services because of that fact. After we put everything in place for him, he was able to change that. And what we did was take a look at, what his competitors were doing, what the market was like in his area, and really come up with three main things that we thought he could do to differentiate himself from the competition. And this isn't something I'd recommend for everybody. This worked for him because of what his competitors were doing. It may not work for you. You'll have to figure out what your core difference is going to be for yourself. But in his case, what we came up with was, number one, unfortunately, there are some real estate investors out there who are not as upfront, or they don't take as educational of an approach when it comes to dealing with the people they're buying the homes from. Maybe they're not telling them that they in fact plan on selling their contract to a wholesaler, or maybe they are a wholesaler, that is, and plan on selling the contract, and some other things along those lines. So the first thing he did was really start to educate people about, hey, this might not be the best option for you. You might want to talk to a realtor. Here's questions that you should ask investors that you're getting a quote from, and that kind of thing. The second thing was that a lot of investors, at least in his market, really were not doing anything to help people with the underlying problems that were causing them to need to sell their homes. So, whether they're facing foreclosure or had a death in the family and inherited the property. Really, let's face it, nobody is selling their home to an investor for 50% of the value because they're in a really good place in their life. So what he did was, through a network of strategic partners, come up with a way to really help these people solve their problems and not just buy their home. And the third thing that we noticed was that a lot of investors, again, in his particular market, in his niche, a lot of investors were not doing anything to give back to the community. So what we came up with for him was that every time he bought a home, he would donate $500 cash to a local nonprofit that was active in the community, and who would make the donation in the name of the person he was buying the property from. So they could pick their favorite charity and basically give them $500 when they sold their home. And we put all that together as part of his brand. We came up with a tagline for his business that was buying homes, investing in communities, and came up with a lot of educational content to go along with that.
Kevin, based on your experience as a marketing professional, what is your best advice ever for real estate investors?
It would have to be that differentiation. I mean, that's really, business 101, but especially in the crowded market of real estate investing, find a way to differentiate yourself from everybody else in your niche who's trying to do what you do, or who claims to do what you do, and broadcast that message in every way possible in all of your marketing.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
I'm ready, Joe. Let's do it.
First, a quick word from our best ever sponsors. crowdfunding. You've heard about it, and now it's time to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is a leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com/best ever and grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. In real estate, our tenants are our clients. And how much do you really know about your clients? Grab your roadmap for reaching the most influential audience, millennials, by reading Youth Nation, written by my friend and the nation's leading millennial expert, Matt Britton. Go to youthnation.net. That's youthnation.net. Okay, Kevin, best ever book you've read?
Best book I've read is Success Principles by Jack Canfield. Breaks down all the things that some of the most successful people now and throughout history have done to get to where they wanted to go.
Best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it.
Starting my first business after I left the airline industry, I had no background in business at all, no formal training. I was learning everything from scratch, and just that process of, you know, taking that first step of quitting my job, learning everything the hard way. You know, there's no better way to really learn a lesson effectively than losing a lot of money in the process. And so I lost some money, but I learned a lot, and I'm better off for it now.
Best ever success habit you practice?
Every night before I go to sleep, I make a to-do list of everything I need to accomplish the next day and kind of think through how I want that day to go. And I spend even some time imagining the day progressing as I hope that it does. And then, you know, when I wake up, I'm all ready to go and excited about getting started.
Best ever project you're most excited about right now?
Well, Joe, it would have to be that new book I've got coming out. I worked with four other duct tape marketing consultants on that book, and we all specialize in working with local businesses with their lead generation. So we're all really excited to publish that and get that in the hands of as many small business owners as we can.
Best ever way you like to give back?
So one thing that I'm doing right now, and I guess this could have been an answer to the last question also, but I'm starting a BNI chapter in Farmville, Virginia. And if your best ever listeners aren't familiar with BNI, that's actually another great possible source of leads for a real estate investor. It's probably a chapter within 30 minutes of you wherever you are in the world. But it's an organization, a Business Network International, that helps local business owners get more referrals. And there's actually no chapter in Central Virginia within an hour of Farmville. So I'm helping to get one started.
Best ever quote.
Things may come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle. That's from Abraham Lincoln.
What's that quote mean to you?
It means you need to get off your butt and get started.
How have you applied that in your life?
I don't wait till something is perfect until I put it out there. I guess you could, you've probably heard the expression, ready, fire, aim. I think sometimes the best way to see how you're doing is to put something out there and see what kind of results you get. And then based on the results, correct your aim. You know, you can spend a lot of time aiming, but the guy who, you know, has his stuff out there is already one step ahead of you.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in business?
The biggest mistake I've made in business was the one actually that I warned your listeners against, and that was not differentiating myself when I first started out as a consultant. Talk about your crowded spaces. You know, real estate investing is getting pretty crowded, but the other one is consulting for a small business. And there's, you know, everybody and their brother says that, you know, they're going to help you with social media, help you with websites and online marketing. And a lot of them are just doing exactly the same stuff. And so when I first started out, I was having a really hard time competing against them. And that's when I discovered duct tape marketing and the way they treat marketing as a system. And once I found that, I've been doing well ever since.
And lastly, Kevin, what's the best ever place to reach you?
My website is redpointmarketingconsultants.com. We also have a website for the book coming out, and that's localleadgenbook.com. So either of those will work fine.
Kevin, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your best ever advice with the best ever listeners and talking about lead generation was an aspect, but really it's about how to position your real estate company so that it's differentiated. You said differentiation's the key, and how, you know, how we're able to get more quality leads and then get the conversions, have them be more effective. It was really interesting hearing your case study with the real estate client that you have, and, you know, the three areas that it worked for them. One was transparency. Two is help the underlying problems that cause the effect. So basically focus on the cause and not necessarily as much on the effect. When you focus on the cause, then you can get to the root of the issue. And then we're talking about some major things that really hit on an emotional level with the person, because that's really what this is all about. Selling the home in this example is just an effect of this cause that initially happened. So let's get to the root of the cause. And I absolutely love that. So from a best ever listener standpoint, you know, think about what is the cause for the effect that you're trying to solve for. And then when you find the cause, then think about, okay, how can I support my customer in a way that nobody else is supporting my customer with that cause? And then lastly, you know, the give back to the community aspect, love that. And it's true. I mean, you don't really hear that many investors doing a $500 pledge for every home that they sell. And it's, I mean, the crazy thing about it is I guarantee you that your client is making more money as a result of doing that $500 pledge than if he or she did not do that $500 pledge for every home they buy, because so many relationships and quite frankly, just good karma is building up as a result of that pledge. And not only that, but the good stuff that's happening in that community is just an amazing ripple effect, I imagine. And, you know, talking about developing the strategy, it's all about the strategy. So from a real estate investor standpoint, best ever listeners, think about the strategy. Have some time, sit down and just think about, brainstorm for an hour. How am I differentiated from the competition? What's everybody else doing in my space? And how can I add value in a relevant way? And I love how you went through this step-by-step process with us. So thank you so much for being on the show, Kevin, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Hey, you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.